Good to have you with us here on a Thursday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL KCRK. Yeah, that was a pretty good windstorm and pouring down rain late yesterday. A lot calmer today, but we got more than just a few light showers. It poured down here in the valley late yesterday, and kind of unsettled weather. We've got those low clouds, almost foggy conditions going on. We're going to take a look at that weather forecast. That'll be coming up here in just a few minutes. Well, today you wouldn't want to go to the pool anyway. But it looks like for the rest of this year, if you are in Colville, you won't be going to the pool. There's always the lakes or the river. The Colville swimming pool is closed. We talked to the mayor about, well, what happened? Things kind of flooded.
About the pool, looks like last night a pipe burst and the pool drained into the basement. What we're concerned about right now is making sure, of course, there's lots of chemicals for the pool down there. We're making sure it's safe to pump the water out of there. But it certainly looks like the pool will be closed for the rest of the season. Not much more to say than that.
It's all being investigated. We're pretty sure it's just a main pipe, a water pipe broke.
All right, Colville Mayor Jack Smith with, the word that, the pool, the pipe broke and everything drained and filled the basement, ran down the street, and it looks like the pool is going to be closed now for the season. Lots and lots of people turned out for the big grand opening and opportunity to tour the Northeast Washington Medical Center that was built up on North Main. Representatives, senators, county commissioners, local businesses, they all showed up. It was a big, big event, and they put on a very, very nice building, nice parking lot. They did everything right. Let's find out more about that big opening.
Excited about this. I'm Desiree Sweeney. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for New Health. And the Colville Project was something that we have been planning for a long time. So it's kind of surprising how long we've been planning this. I remember we were standing where there used to be some houses. So those of you who are from Colville might remember that. I want to thank my board of directors for their support and guidance with this project. They're a volunteer. They meet every single month, and if I need anything in between, they're always there for me. So it's just so we don't need a thank for bringing this project. So something else that really was important for us was the community and the stakeholders in Colville. Every meeting we went to, you gave us great insight, great inspiration to say, this is the right thing for Colville, and how do we make it happen? So I wanted to thank you for that. We just really thank everybody that has made this project and New Health successful. This is one of many projects. We have Newport coming, and then we have some fun stuff we want to do in Chewila. So we just love our rural communities, and we're going to make that happen. And I thank you for your time, and thank you for your support of New Health. We appreciate it. So we'd like the Colville Chamber, the elected officials, and the board of directors from New Health. So we'll do the ribbon cutting, and they really are big scissors.
All right, they cut the ribbon. It's officially open. They've been using it. It's been open for a little while here, but they had the big grand opening. Now that the parking lot and everything, the final touches are on, everything from coffee to medical services to the pharmacy, it's all there at the new health building. All right, Kathy McMorris Rogers talked with her about the reintroduction of the Secure Rural School Act.
This is very important. The Secure Rural Schools program is for timber-dependent communities, and it is recognizing for communities like in northeastern Washington that have so much federally owned forest lands, that this is a payment that is made to both schools and to the counties to compensate for the lack of property taxes that are paid and the impact of forest land. So this has been a long-standing program, the Secure Rural Schools Program. I'm leading bipartisan legislation to authorize it again through 2023. So this is the funding that schools would get for education, counties get to help fund law enforcement and other essential services. But bottom line is about helping our timber-dependent communities that often get left behind, and in this case, because of the amount of Forest Service land.
Talking about that program, again, Kathy McMorris Rogers working on that Rural Schools, Secure Rural Schools Act.
It's Saunders Furniture's biggest sale in their 29-year history. And it's a sale like no other. A limited-time opportunity to save big on brand new arrivals and all the essentials. Here's the news. Saunders Furniture's buying staff has diligently worked to bring the Tri-County and Spokane County areas the best deals and selection from the World Furniture Market. And now they're back for market, and it's time for the inventory reduction sale to make room for the new selection coming in. The IRS sale is an especially great time to get a new recliner, sofa, sectional, or mattress of any size. You'll discover exclusive styles, top brands, and customer favorites you won't find anywhere else. And up to 65% off store-wide. Plus, with your good credit, you can purchase all the furniture, mattresses, and accessories you deserve with no money down, no interest, or financing charges for 12 full months. Inventory reduction sale going on now at Saunders Furniture.
Police in Tacoma, they shot and killed a 41-year-old man. They say he fired at officers yesterday. The officers had responded to a disturbance the previous afternoon. They said someone reportedly had fired shots, hit two occupied houses. And the police requested the assistance of a SWAT team because the suspected shooter wasn't cooperative. The efforts to de-escalate the situation were unsuccessful. The man fired gunshots that prompted the police to fire back. The man died at the scene. A new analysis by Seattle-based Redfin confirms what a lot of people already suspected. It's getting tougher and tougher for Americans to purchase a starter home. In Seattle, sales of starter homes have dropped 36.5% compared to the same time last year. They say there's a lot of demand for homes in Seattle, but not much inventory. Says there's not a lot of traditional starter homes for sale right now. Very few new listings coming onto the market. Homeowners reluctant to sell, especially if they're locked into a low mortgage rate. Now that the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates, inflation also leading to the second big challenge for house hunters, the increased cost of buying a home. Now, here's what may surprise you. In Seattle, what is considered a starter home? Starter homes in Seattle go for over $500,000. So in order to afford a Seattle home, their analysis says you got to have an annual income of about $142,000 to make the monthly mortgage payment. And the census data shows that even in Seattle, their household incomes fall short of that mark. Five people affiliated with a white nationalist group are suing a Seattle area man who say infiltrated the group and then disclosed their identities online, leading them to lose their jobs and face harassment. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court accusing David Capito of using a false name in 2021 when the Patriot Front accepted him as a member. The lawsuit alleges Capito took photos at the group's gatherings, secretly recorded conversations, and has disclosed personal information online.
You know Fogel Pump and Supply drills wells, but did you know they can improve the flow of your existing well? It's called hydrofracturing, and it opens new water-producing veins in your low-producing well so you get more water. Talk to the professionals at Fogel Pump and Supply about improving your water supply with hydrofracturing. Fogel Pump and Supply, the water professionals.
Call us today for your free estimate.
Cal Raleigh put Seattle ahead with a two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. Emerson Hancock allowed just two hits in his major league debut. The Mariners, they get another win. They beat San Diego 6-1, their seventh straight win. Cal Raleigh's 450-foot homer came against Padre reliever Steven Wilson and started a five-run inning for the Mariners. Ty France drove in another run in the inning, an RBI double, later scored on a bloop single by Marlowe. Hancock allowed just one run over five innings, combining with five relievers on a four-hit game. The Mariners, they have been on a tear. It's a day off today. The Mariners open a series against Baltimore tomorrow night, 6 o'clock pregame. Some exciting baseball. Mariner baseball, 6 o'clock tomorrow night on 92.1 KCRK. Seattle Seahawks, they open their preseason with a matchup in Seattle tonight. That'll be against the Minnesota Vikings. 5 o'clock pregame, kickoff at 7. Seahawk football on KCVL. Next Saturday, it'll be Dallas. That'll be in Seattle on the 19th. Also an evening 7 p.m. kickoff, again on KCVL. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by ABC Heating and Electric, 411 West 2nd in Colville. If you're looking for a little comfort in your life, call the experts, your Carrier dealer at ABC Heating and Electric. Call Deb, make an appointment. 509-684-2018. Low clouds, kind of a little bit of fog in some areas here on this Thursday. 84, a high this afternoon, 44 overnight. More sunshine, 85 on Friday, sunny and 90 Saturday. 93 Sunday, 98 on Monday. 96 Tuesday, 94 Wednesday. We get back into that bright sunshine and hot weather. Carrier dealers, the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. See them, ABC Heating and Electric. Really appreciate your joining us here. It is a Thursday. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.
Now, time for another Otis Advisory.
Nothing is going right for little Hunter anymore. On his last trip to get a quick puddle dance at the misogynist parlor, Hunter learned that his best friend just went in and told the truth.
What?
Seems the boys were over in a lot of vodka together to help make China great again when somebody accidentally wrote Joey a big check. Oops, big problem. Lots of explaining. Now it's a federal beef. But to really understand, you have to go back to the time before filtered water, when the Beach Boys were making Happy Feet records as the country was trying to get past the days of separate water fountains. That's when half the people were pissed about everything and the other half just wanted to get high. Then they switched places. That's when things got weird. Surfers, cowboys, what's the difference? Everyone was on opposite sides of themselves over war, race, money, music, hair. But the Beach Boys were on the radio in the car and the car was running, and that's really all you needed anyway. Now that pipeline is closed, the border is open. Guys are sleeping boneless and skinless on the street, and there's no more fireworks at Mount Rushmore. Now the car's not running, and radio nearly forgot what it's supposed to do. You're all worked up again. But ask yourself this. When you go to eat an animal cracker, which end do you start on? You're gonna need to know that, and soon. This is your Uncle Otis. I'll see you at the Peace March.